Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's January 7th, 2008, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released September 17th and 18th, 2003. Nazarene, how does John Lennon try to get people more interested in his new music from the afterlife? I had no idea he knew how to do this. Is he considered an angelic messenger as well as apostle designate?
Our dear John, Alora, is considered an absolute miracle. No, he's not an angelic messenger, but he very often does reach out to those that used to know him and those that really love his music and believe in it and try to make them understand what is happening now and how much they need to rally to the forces of the kingdom of God. But no, he's not an angelic messenger. He is the apostle of religious assignments, and his music is keeping heaven alive. As a matter of fact, he's keeping the whole afterlife alive. And without him, we do not know what we would have done. And his power is amazing. He has just begun to do this work, and it is like he has been doing it for ages. He instinctively knows how to act and what to do and where to be and when to do it, and he has become quite a warrior. But no, he is not an angelic messenger. An angelic messenger is very well trained. They spend a lot of time learning what they are doing. You just can't jump in and be an angelic messenger. You have to know how to adjust yourself to reaching the person that you are reaching, and you have to know how to reach them in their particular way of thinking. So it is very, very difficult work, and it is a work that very few can do. But praise the Lord that we have those that can do it.
I agree, Nazarene, and I feel so honored to have been chosen to work with John since the 9th month, 9th day, 1999. I hope we'll be working together for a long, long time.
Amen, Alora. Amen.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy The Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. Nazarene, recently on TV, different singers have publicly shown that they are interested in the same sex. Most of their music is good. Is it okay to still like it and buy their CDs?
Sadly, Alora, no, it is not. You should not buy any more of their music, and you should not keep any more of their music. If you have their music on the CD things or on records or whatever, you should destroy them, because the evil they are doing is unconscionable. They are teaching children that this behavior is acceptable, and it is never, ever acceptable. Men may not ever kiss men, and women may not ever kiss women passionately. This is a profound sickness. It is not accepted by the kingdom of God, and any that practice it must denounce it at the gates of heaven, or they do not enter the kingdom of God. This is evil. This is disgusting, and for them to do this in public and encourage young girls to kiss each other passionately and fondle each other is absolutely wrong. They are creatures of evil. They are creatures of darkness. They have given up the light and fallen into evil passion and sodomy, and they should not do it. It is not allowed, and people that allow them to do it, that encourage it and say, oh, it's perfectly all right, they're just showing their affection for each other, and women have a right to be affectionate to each other, are also creatures of evil. No, Alora, do not buy their records. Do not praise them.
Uh-oh, God mad again. And I agree, Nazarene. I'm glad I don't have any of those people's CDs around here.
Absolutely right, Alora. Absolutely right.
We'll be back again.